W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of The Poisonous Solicitor by Stephen Bates, narrated by Toby Longworth. Foreword. The tale of Major Armstrong was a sensation on both sides of the Atlantic a century ago, in 1922. It was a life-or-death struggle played out in a country courtroom, a real-life tale of professional rivalries, gossip, and poisoning in a small British market town, at a time when fictional murders in such settings were becoming bestsellers for authors such as Agatha Christie. Newspapers devoted tens of thousands of words to every twist and turn of the Armstrong story, and they have returned to it periodically ever since. It has also been the subject of documentaries and at least one dramatic retelling for the story, as contemporary writers such as Edgar Wallace knew, is extraordinarily dramatic and remains a real whodunit with many unanswered questions. Since its notoriety in the 1920s, however, there have been only two substantial retellings, one by the crime historian Robin O'Dell called Exhumation of a Murder and published in 1975, which explicitly supported the police case that Armstrong was guilty, a born loser with his egotistical fantasies. The other, published 20 years later in 1995, was by Martin Beals, a solicitor who not only found himself working in the same office as the major, even occupying his desk and chair, but who also later moved into Armstrong's former home. He reached the opposite conclusion to O'Dell in his book Dead, Not Buried, that the major was framed, did not receive a fair trial, and should not have been executed. Both books are formidably professionally researched, and I have drawn on them, but their diametrically opposed views demonstrate that mystery remains. 25 years on, although all the cast are now long dead, there are still documents and archives to explore, experts and relatives to listen to, and previously overlooked stories to recount, shedding new light on a sensational story from the not-too-distant past. Stephen Bates, Deal, August 2021. Chapter 1. I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. Lyrics by Ira Gershwin, a hit for the Paul Whiteman Band in 1922. On a bleak Tuesday morning in February 1921, a middle-aged woman named Catherine Armstrong died in her bedroom on the first floor of an imposing Edwardian villa overlooking the green fields and rolling hills of the isolated borderlands between Wales and England. Her last coherent words as she lay paralysed and terrified 5 hours before her death, according to the nurse looking after her, were, "I am not going to die, am I? Because I have everything to live for, my children and my husband." It was a sad end for a woman who was only 48 years old, apparently happily married, and with 3 school-age children. But no more remarkable, seemingly, or tragic, than the recent deaths of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?